Part 1. Understand Your Need. Chapter 1. Acknowledge the Drift. To reach a port, we must sail, sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it. But we must not drift or lie at anchor. Oliver Wendell Holmes. I, Daniel, have a little cabin on the Oregon coast. The beaches of the Northwest are gorgeous and filled with some challenging and fantastic surf. During the fall and winter months, storms roll in and produce very large, clean waves. Unfortunately, the waves will sometimes surge with heavy winds and currents that can cause absolute chaos in the water. It was one of those days. The waves were breaking toward the end of the nearby cape that juts more than 100 yards into the ocean. I paddled out with three others, including a young friend who was new to surfing. Not long after making our way out, I noticed him being swept past the cape to the sea. He was stuck in a very strong riptide. He was strong but lacked the water knowledge to get out of the current. It just kept pulling him farther along. I paddled to the edge of the rip and then toward him with the current. When I caught up, I directed him to change course. Instead of paddling toward the shore, which seemed to make sense, we paddled parallel to it. If we went far enough, I knew we would be out of the rip and in calmer waters. Then we would be free to paddle toward the shore. It took a half an hour, but we finally made our way back into the sand, exhausted. Life can have the same effect on us. It is so easy for us to find ourselves stuck in a riptide and pulled off course. Worse, we can find ourselves in harm's way. Many people get into their 40s, 50s, and 60s, look around and realize they've been pulled out to sea. Perhaps their health is failing, their marriage is broken, or their career is stalled. Maybe they've lost their spiritual connection and life seems meaningless or unfulfilling. Whatever the case, they look up and find themselves far away from where they thought they would be at this point in their lives. They've become victims of the drift. How did we end up here? Drifting usually happens for one or more of the following four reasons. 1. It happens when we are unaware. Sometimes we drift because we simply don't know what's happening or what's really at stake. This happened in the story that I mentioned earlier with my friend. He was new to these particular waters and didn't have any experience with the currents. This can happen in real life, too. Maybe you were raised with assumptions about your health, marriage dynamics, or work that are simply unhelpful. We all have ideas about life that are inaccurate. Until we see differently, we just don't know.
2. It happens when we are distracted. I once got caught in a riptide as well. Vacationing with my wife, Gail, in Hawaii, we took a boogie board out snorkeling. The underwater sights were amazing, but we were so distracted, we forgot to keep track of the shore. When we finally looked up and around, we were hundreds of yards out to sea and had to swim for our lives to make it back. Perhaps you're caught up in your career and find it more interesting than spending time with your family. Or maybe you're in a particularly busy season of parenting and neglecting your health. Maybe you're so enamored with apps and gadgets, you're not getting the work done that you were hired to do.
3. It happens when we are overwhelmed. Sometimes we take on more than we should. Sometimes we're given more than we think we can bear. Regardless, we feel swamped. To relieve the problem, we convince ourselves the situation is temporary. We will give full attention to fill in the blank. As soon as we get through this season, we promise ourselves and others. Occasionally, this is legit, but usually it's an excuse. This is especially true when we drift from one overwhelming situation to another, with no real attempt to stop and ask, why do I keep ending up in these situations? 4. It happens when we are deceived. It's amazing how our minds work. We're often unconscious about the relationship between our beliefs and reality. Whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you are right, said Henry Ford. In other words, what we believe about something often creates the outcome we experience. This is especially relevant to the drift. Perhaps you think you can't change, or they won't change, or the world won't change.